And this would be the Drysdale vignette. New versus old varieties for your garden. 3, 2, 1. When does the new gardening season begin for you? Hi, I'm Art Drysdale with some ideas for the new year. 3, 2, 1. For some gardeners, spring starts as early as late December as they prepare to start some of the slower annual flowers from seed. Sea geraniums, for example, need to be started at least in January if you're to see bloom on them before midsummer. For other gardeners, spring begins with the first crocuses in March, or perhaps with the golden bell, the shrub forsythia, when it blooms in April. But there are both earlier bulbs and earlier shrubs to flower. Snowdrops, galanthus, planted near a warm foundation, may often be in flower in February, and witch hazels, hemamelis, are usually in full bloom in early March. So, though you may not realize it, the new gardening season is almost here, now. Seed catalogs will be reaching you soon if they haven't already. That means you should be reviewing them to see just what is new and what interests you for the new year garden. In a future broadcast, I'll be detailing some of the new varieties making a debut for next year, both flowers and vegetables. But for now, this comment, be sure you consider the three newer annuals that are making a name for themselves. All three are pendulous, the mid-blue, and now with other colors including white, Australian fan flower, or scaevola, the white or pink snowflake, or bacopa, and biddens, a yellow daisy-like flower that mixes extremely well with either scaevola and or red or pink cascade geraniums. None of these can be grown from seed. I'm Art Drysdale.